One thing that I just wanted to highlight for all of you is what you do is really at the emotional core for students and their families. And so we recently dealt with a matter where an executive at a company had a spear phishing attack where it was an email where they pretended to be an administrator from her child's school. As best we can tell, they found out where her child went to school on social media, did a lot of social engineering around that, and sent her an email that said, "There is a porn store that is going to be opening near our school. Will you please sign this petition to help prevent it?" And she clicked on it, and it created a huge malware infection at her healthcare company. So really, you know, there's the idea of protecting your own data, but also just realizing how important what you do is to the people that you're dealing with and how you can easily be used unwittingly to attack the people who are part of your community. So with all of that, you want to kick us off, Henson?
Sure. Hi. Thanks for having me here. The previous presentation touched on this quite a bit, but there were some very major cyber attacks in 2017. And here are just some of the headlines. And the important thing to remember is, especially with the ransomware, actually I have a personal story about that. My father runs a small business, and he had a vendor that he did all of his IT through, and the vendor was actually compromised, and he was completely locked out of all of his computer software, and he couldn't do any of his work. And as a result, he ended up having to go to a liquor store where they had a Bitcoin vending machine and pay a hacker $15,000 in Bitcoin.